With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Hey. Oh,
here we have, you're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. We have a drop in from our gardening guru, Wally.
Hi, hi. How are you?
Well, have you missed us?
Oh, I go to bed each night and the tears just flow.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what about in the morning?
Oh, I wake up and I think maybe today it'll all come right. And it has.
Oh, my goodness, Wally. Well, we are very excited to be back, a bit nervous and a bit humbled by the support we received, just in emails and texts and in the street and around the place, and the generosity financially. We're back on air. And I have to say, it was great having your support in terms of the people you speak to and the people that follow you. It's been amazing because it's people like yourself that have helped us get back. And I, first of all, on behalf of myself and all the listeners and all the hosts and this big production staff, want to thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I likewise, a number of people who have contacted me and said, you know, they miss us so much. And one chap yesterday was saying, thank God it's coming back. He said, I've got nothing to listen to.
Isn't that great?
Oh, it is. Yeah, yeah.
And I've really, really missed our chats.
Yeah, yeah. Because the gardens kept going. They never stopped.
Oh, tell me about it. I've actually been busy building, as you know, and I've fallen a bit behind, but winter's hit here, so that slowed everything down. So it's allowed me to catch my breath in my garden. Have you been keeping good health, Wally?
Yeah. As far as I know, the doctor hasn't complained or he hasn't had his hand out too much asking for more money, which is a good thing.
Do you still go to a doctor?
Well, I had a major heart attack some years ago.
Yes.
And then subsequently, I got over that. They put a stent in, they fixed it all up. I was free, no meds, no nothing, and great guns until I caught that bloody stupid virus that
they've released.
And I came down with that. And funny enough, at that time, back came angina, right?
Oh.
And I talked to my doctor about it, and I said, well, I got coronavirus, funny thing, right, a bad cold, okay. And I said, but back came the angina. And he said, that is interesting. He said, he's had a number of people where past complaints have come to the fore after I've had the virus. And even one person who broke their leg years ago, back came the pains.
No.
Amazing. Yeah.
Did you take the vax?
No, of course not. My God.
Well, obviously, I didn't think you would have, but it seemed a question to ask, given that you had this heart problem resurface through the COVID. And so the actual COVID itself, the spike protein, affected you.
Yeah, well, if I'd taken the vaccine, I'd be dead now. You wouldn't be talking to me. My God.
Well, that would be terrible.
It's a difficult thing too. When you're talking to people, you don't want to actually broach the subject unless you know whether they've been vaxxed or unvaxxed.
No.
Because, you know, if they haven't been, if they have been vaccinated, well, you don't want to tell them about what's really happening to all the people that are not alone here. I saw somewhere that these scientists or whatever tried to evaluate how many people are on the planet currently, and they guesstimated that since 2020, there's 1 billion people no longer here. 1 billion.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
It's scary, scary, scary stuff. Now, how's your angina now?
It's back under control nicely. I've got some, unfortunately, I used to be very proud at the age of 78, 79, go somewhere to, a nurse or something like that, at the hospital, and they say, "Now, what's all the medications you're on?" And I say, "None." They look at me and say, "But you're at this age, yes. Why aren't you on anything?" I said, "Well, I don't need it. In fact, you're better off." I know people that
Well,
stopped
the
taking
medicine's
their
key.
meds and they got well.
So what meds are you on now, Wally, if it's not too personal?
At the moment, I am taking some stuff to stop angina, and I've got one of those nice little puffer things,
Oh, yes.
I find that, like, if you go out into the cold, changes the temperature makes that feeling around. So
Okay.
obviously I've got an artery or something that's partially
What
blocked.
is angina? I didn't even know what that is.
Angina is lack of blood oxygen
To the heart.
to your, well, to
Oh, to
parts of
everything.
your body. Like
Oh,
you feel
wow.
it in your arms, you feel it
Oh,
around your
wow.
chin. And it's a kind of funny feeling. I know what it is because I had it in the past and I've had it currently. At the moment, I've got none. What I'm trying to do is find a way to lose some tummy fat. And I'm working on that. I think I might have the solution, but I'm not sure yet.
It says, is a type of chest pain caused by reduced blood flow to the heart. Angina is a symptom of coronary artery disease. It's often described as squeezing pressure, heaviness, tightness, or pain in the chest. Does that sound like you?
Yeah, it's me.
It may be a new pain that needs to be checked by healthcare. There's stable angina, which is the most common. It usually happens during activity, also called exertion. It goes away with rest or angina medicine. Then there's all the other ones which we don't have. And chest pain that lasts a few. Now, how did your doctor, so that's angina. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How did your doctor take it that here you were, let's say, a man of middle age, with having a heart disease history and not taking the jab?
Well, he, but I've never taken, like, years and years and years ago, the flu vaccine thing that used to come around. In fact, I used to pay for my staff to have it. This is going back 20 odd years or more ago, right? And I found out basically that if you took it, you got a bad cold. And if you didn't take it, chances are you didn't get a cold. And so
I'm ashamed to admit that I took two or three of those damn things too, and I never thought about it in the least. Just everyone was, oh, go and get the flu jab. Oh, yeah, I don't want to get the bloody flu. And I'd line up and get the flu jab at your workplace because they'd have a nurse there doling them out. I'd never think two hoots about it. Now, I wouldn't go near the bloody things. I wouldn't have my kids go near the bloody things. I don't know what I'd do if I got bitten by a rabid dog. I'd have to look that one up. I'd have to do my own research.
tetanus injection. But the problem is, and I've heard some people, whatever, and you never know what's true and what's not, but they were saying, like, normal things for vaccines for kids, they're putting the MRI into it. In fact, they're
God
even
knows,
talking about putting MRI thing into our food chain.
Yeah. So tell me, your doctor's cool about you not getting the jab for the COVID?
My doctor already knew. In fact, I go to my doctor when I have to. If I've got something wrong, I already know what the problem is. I go and tell him what the problem is and tell him what medication, because I've looked up all the meds for it, right? And I've worked out which one is best.
It's a bit discerning. I remember taking my mum into the doctor, and the doctor's Googling, and you're thinking, I could have done that. They're Googling the bloody symptoms and stuff. Oh my goodness. I haven't had to go touch wood to a doctor, and I reckon I'd have to have a broken arm or something now because I got such a low respect for them. not for their study and their intelligence, but I got such a low respect that they put, to use Penny Marie's phrase, they put policies ahead of people, and the government says this, and they don't give a hoot about their patients. They just parrot the line. And I think that was disgusting. And there's very few doctors who stood up and said, I'm not sure about this. And they never knew themselves. They never bothered, presumably, to research the stuff themselves, to do a quick cursory glance. And they were willy-nilly telling everyone to get the jab or just remain silent. And you're thinking that, and you think, I'm not sure who you're working for, because I always thought when I went to the doctor, the patient was number one. And what I learned now is that, oh, no, you're down the food chain. They're doing what government says. And if the government says stick this in your bum, they will.
You know, what annoys me is I saw the list from MedHealth or whatever of all the pharmacies and doctor surgeries in New Zealand who were paid money for every time they jabbed somebody, right? You've possibly seen the list yourself.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. My God. Now, the criteria is this. If Ebola or some bloody real bad thing came along, you'd be lining up and paying to get the jab, right?
Yeah, and you wouldn't need to be locked down because you wouldn't go out.
No.
You'd be staying inside. No, but here we are, boring as hell to our listeners, because we're two, let me say, middle-aged men, right, chatting about our ailments. 25 going on 90. So let's talk about gardening and RCR. Are you keen to come back on your regular slot, Wally, because we're keen to have you?
Oh, yes, yes. And I've had so many gardeners tell me that they've missed me, et cetera, et cetera.
And what about me? Did they miss me?
Yes, because they enjoy the interplay.
What?
But I'm sorry. It sounds like I'm a bit more famous than you now.
I think it is.
And I've never been a politician.
No. Well, you see, the great thing about never being a politician is that you've never had to, what's that word? You've never disappointed people. Politicians always disappoint us. And when you are, when you realize that you're just sort of disappointing. When I turned up to politics, a very battle-worn politician came up to me and he said, you know how this works? I said, no. He said, well, in politics, friends come and go, but enemies just accumulate. Which just really does how it seems to go. So you're just constantly sticking to gardening compared to politics is so much healthier.
Right. And yes, for sure.
Politics, I knew when I went into it that it was a rotten business, but I thought, I wonder how rotten it is. People are very nice, but the system is rotten. I found politicians on the whole to be very nice people. But the system itself is all wrong. You shouldn't invest this much power in people. You shouldn't be able to mandate vaccines, lock people down. No one should have that power over you. And that's what,
except for Rob Muldoon, of course. Rob Muldoon. Yes. He was the king.
He was king. And did you like him?
I saw him in Palmerston North in the Rocky Horror Show, remember?
Oh my goodness, at the end of his
career. After he'd retired and so forth, and they had him doing a part in the Rocky Horror Show, and he was good value. He was a keen gardener. He was a very keen gardener.
He was a champion grower of lilies, I recall.
He was.
Funny enough, it can be very boring sitting in Parliament, and I'm a ferocious reader. I just, you know, so someone would be talking on in Parliament, and I'd always go and have to read something. And one of my favourite things to do was to read the old Hansards. And you could pick up an old Hansard and start reading a debate. And if you saw Sir Robert Muldoon's name, you always read it. Oh, my goodness. People tend to remember him in his last days and in the Rocky Horror Show. But in the early days, he was Superman. He was so smart. He had power. He had charisma. He could speak in that parliament. And I mean, it wasn't for nothing that he became tyrannical, because he was so forceful and so ferociously intelligent. People, very easy to underestimate politicians. And he was, I think, amazingly underestimated. And when I read his speeches, oh my goodness, and quick. Now, he was a phenomenon. And of course, he got elected first, I'm trying to think now, was it 1960 or 1963? I think it was, I can't recall. But of course, he was responsible for bringing in decimal currency in 1967 as Minister of Finance.
Right.
So he went back a long way. And I always felt it. I always feel it sad when we remember people at the end and not at the beginning. And we're always very disrespectful of serious politicians that did a lot. Not politicians like me who sort of mucked about, but, you know, your David Longies and your Rob Muldoons did so much that we disagreed with. But, you know, they were serious people. And I never disrespect them. I got sidetracked on that. Well, Wally.
What's happening in the garden?
What have I been doing?
Well, we are in a situation now where, what's the date? 7th of May. May, June. June is the shortest day from memory. 21st of June, the shortest day of the year. And we're heading very drastically to that. Now, the amount of sunlight hours we're getting at the moment are coming down to close to only 8 or 9 hours a day. And that's as long as it's not a cloudy, overcast day.
That's luxury. You should be down here with mountains in a short day. Oh, my goodness.
So plants grow very slowly because they need that sunlight to really grow. And if it's cloudy, overcast, hazy, and God, don't mention chemtrails for anybody because they jump off the roof in regards to that. So at the moment, for people that have got tender plants, such as avocados, depends where you are in New Zealand too, like down your way, growing citrus, there's passion fruit, there's various plants which can be badly affected by frost. So the key to it is a product we have called Vapor Guard. Now, Vapor Guard is spray-on frost protection. Simple to use. You just warm up the bottle because it's very thick. Before you decant it into warm to hot water, and then you spray it over the foliage of your passion fruit vine or avocado or your buxus or something, whatever you want to spray it over. And it's just over the top of the foliage, so it's wet. You do it in full sunlight, and then what happens is within 2 to 3 days, you'll see the foliage goes from green to a very dark, rich, lovely green, and with a bit of shine to it. Now, what's transpired is the film acts as a screen against UV, right? So as the plant's photosynthesizing mechanism is hampered by UV, it wants sunlight, but not UV. So it shields that, and so as a result, it can produce more carbohydrates, and hence the leaves go to a much darker, richer green.
Wow.
Now, that means when it's producing all this, it also produces a thing called glycosol. Glycosol is antifreeze, so the plant has its own little antifreeze system working. Now, frost comes along, the cells of the plant still freeze, but because of the antifreeze, they thaw out without any damage, right? So if you have the occasional frost, great. But if you have 2 or 3 frosts night after night, the problem arises, the plant doesn't have a chance to fully recover, and it's hit again, and then damage starts to appear, the leaves go black, etc. So on a second night of frost, you throw some frost cloth or something over just as added protection. The product on the plant leaf will last for up to 3 months. So one spray, you're good to go for 3 months. And it saves a lot of plants from damage in the winter time.
What's it called again that you use, Wally?
It's Vapor Guard.
Vapor Guard, V-A-P-O-R.
G-A-R-D. Yep, Vapor Guard. Yep.
Oh, right. Well, that's a good tip. Now, we're going to have, it's just, we're going to have to get in, get scheduled. We're still finding our way and get you on for a proper gardening catch up. But can I ask you to get prepared for some questions as we're heading into the shortest day about preparing the ground for garlic?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Oh my goodness. I hadn't realized what rubbish the garlic is that you get in the old supermarket. I thought that was garlic. I grew some in my little nursery. That garlic was just so wonderful. And then I saw people down the street selling garlic for a king's ransom, Wally.
Right.
So I said to the kids, get growing the garlic if you want some pocket money. So we're going to need a bit of lessons so I can explain to my kids how they can grow some garlic and sell them down the street, because people love that proper garlic. I couldn't get over it. I couldn't buy the supermarket garlic anymore.
Right. Yep. Well, you've got three types in the supermarket. Sometimes you find New Zealand grown garlic. You've got the Chinese garlic in those bags of stuff.
And that's the rubbish, right? That's what I've been using all my life.
Oh, that's not garlic.
No. I know that now. I get a recipe, it says add garlic. Oh, yeah, go to the supermarket, it says garlic. It's not garlic.
It looks like garlic. It doesn't taste like garlic.
No.
And
so what's the other type you get? You can get the Chinese one. You can get a New Zealand one.
And so sometimes we see from California or America, you get the American garlic comes in. But in different types of garlic, there's about 8 different types of garlic. And it's too late now. If you go out on Google and Google for garlic to buy it in New Zealand, you probably find most of the places are sold out. Or if they haven't, they've got very small bulbs, which really are not much chop to grow. So you need the big fat cloves, ideally. They're the best ones.
Don't tell me this. You see, too late. That's the cost of having no RCR. We've fallen behind on our gardening. Wally, thank you so much for dropping in. We're going to schedule you in for a proper catch-up. I can't wait. I want to thank you for your wonderful support, because you find out who your friends are when you're down, even though we were down but not out. And you stood by us and whooped us up, and we very much appreciated it. And we thank you on behalf of the whole RCR family from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you. Yep, no, it was a pleasure.
This was Wally Richards, our Professor Gardening Guru. He's coming back. Like RCR, he'll be back on our show. I can't wait, because I'll be enthused to get stuck into my garden again. And to be honest, I've been caught up on other things, and my garden needs attention. You're on Rally Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, send us a text 2057, email us inbox@rallycheck.radio. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being back with us.
Thank you.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.